So I will say there's a beautiful insight. This is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha this week. So I've tried to always learn the Rebbe's Torah, the Kedushas Levi on the Parsha. And here the Rebbe just has so many incredible, incredible pieces and insights, as we have seen over the course of this week. That's why I tried to do a little bit more Kedushas Levi this week. So the Rebbe says something about Sarah, which is amazing. We know that in this week's Parsha, so the Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak Avinu. And he devises a fascinating test, right? He goes to the well. He says, I'm going to wait by the well. I'm going to ask a girl for a drink. And if she gives me a drink and offers to go ahead and water my camels, ultimately, again, this is the girl. This is the girl for Yitzchak Avinu. So again, there's much to be said about the nature of this test, why she has to water the entire flock. But point over here is, on a very basic level, Eliezer is looking for a balas chesed, right? The paradigmatic trait of the Abrahamic family is chesed, and therefore Sarah Imenu is gone. There is a void. The next of the imos has to be a balas chesed as well. So therefore, again, Eliezer devises a simple test of chesed. So what happens? So the pasuk says he comes to see Rivka, and he sees Rivka's drawing water from the well. Vayaretz ha'aved likrasa. So ultimately, again, the eved goes and he runs to meet her. So Rashi says over here, why? What was it about Rivka that caused Eliezer to run? It doesn't just say he walked over to her. Vayaretz ha'aved likrasa. He ran to greet her. Rashi says, Perush Rashi, Shera'a sha'alu hamayim likrasa. Because Eliezer saw something dramatically amazing. That as this young girl is drawing water, what happens? She doesn't have to draw it. Rather, what happens? The water came into her bucket. So obviously, he says to himself, there's something with this girl. Obviously, she's something special. He runs to go ahead and see her. So listen to this. The Rebbe quotes the Ramban. And the Ramban says over here, he says, Uksiv Ramban, Zal, so actually, skip a little bit. I'm sorry, not the Ramban. He says, Efes, Dilafi Divarenu Tikshihi Gufa. Lama Achre King Bahak Shosas Hagimalim, Lo Alu Hamayim Likrasa. So what the Rebbe says is as follows. So you will say, the Pasik says, Vatishav Luchal Hagimalim. A little bit later, when Rivka says, okay, I'll give to your camels to drink also. So the pasuk says that she drew the water. Initially, it doesn't say that she drew the water. So from here, Rashi, the Medrash, understand that initially she didn't draw the water. The water came into her bucket. Yet, interestingly enough, when she goes to give water to the camels and to Eliezer, what happens? She draws the water. So the Rebbe asks a simple question. Why is it that when she was getting water for herself, the water rose from the well and came into her bucket? Yet, when she wants to give water to Eliezer and the camels, the pasuk sounds like what? That she mamish had to draw the water. We'll say, it's an incredible kasha. Incredible, incredible kasha. I have to say, I'm embarrassed that I never saw this in the pasuk before. When she's getting the water for herself, she doesn't have to draw any water. But yet when she's going in and getting the pasuk, although she's getting the water for Eliezer, for the camels, she has to draw the water. Why? What's supposed to listen to what the Rebbe says? She says something so amazing. So the Rebbe says as follows. I'm going to tell you this outside. I'll tell you inside. He says, Olahachi, v'pam rishona, gibedaita yelishof amayim litzarka, Glaukein alu hamayim likrasa shalotatriach atzma. So it says something amazing. When she was drawing the water initially, who was she drawing it for? Herself. And therefore, again, a miracle occurred. Kevan shekavanas hayalisha blitzarka masha'in kein bapam shnia shekavanasa hayaligmo chesed lahashkos hagmalim shaliezer evet Avram lo alu hamayim likrasa. The second time she drew the water, she wasn't drawing the water for herself, she was drawing the water to do a mitzvah. The water didn't come into her bucket. Because when you're doing a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to exert yourself. So it says there is something amazing. When it comes to your gashmius, when it comes to your own needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than happy to go ahead and perform miracles. So Rivka's going ahead and drawing water for her own needs. Beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause the water to come into her bucket. When it comes to your ruchnius, says the Rebbe, there are no miracles. When it comes to your ruchnius, if you want something to happen, you better be ready to bend your shoulder, bend your back, and keep putting the bucket into the well, keep drawing bucket after bucket after bucket. So when Rivka Imenu draws the water for herself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I don't want you to be matriarch yourself. Let me take care of your gashmias. Let me take care of your physical needs. Now you want to do chesed for someone else? If you want to do a mitzvah, if you want to be a balas chesed, if you want to grow, you have to be ready to exert yourself. You have to be ready to shvitz. You have to be ready to work. And here says the Rebbe, becomes the incredible paradigm for life. It's an overwhelming insight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles for us all of the time. We say in Modim, like the Stipler pointed out, in Modim we say, Va'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that He performed with us, that are with us each and every day. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles for us every day. We see it, right? If a person goes to work, a person has a career, there are things that work out, there are things that don't work out. The things that work out, sometimes we never thought would work out. The things that I thought would work out, that were a sure thing, didn't work out. So when it comes to our gashmius, when it comes to our own personal needs, we are the beneficiaries of divine miracles each and every day, Rabosai. When it comes to our personal growth, when it comes to our avodas Hashem, there are no miracles. So because there are no miracles, don't expect it to be easy. Rabosai, you know, sometimes we expect our ruchnius to be easy. Why? Because I assume, hey God, right? Give me a break over here. I'm trying to serve you. At what point in time does it become easier to wake up in the morning? At what point in time does it become easier to be a Baal Tzedakah? At what point in time does it become easier to become selfless? At what point in time does it become easier to become self-transcendent and non-egocentric? And the answer is never. Never. Because that's the point. My parnasa may become easier because that's for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles for me. My gashmius may become easier because that's for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles for me. He loves me, he wants to do miracles for me. But when it comes to my personal growth, when it comes to my avodas Hashem, when it comes to me becoming a Baal Chesed, I will say, the avoda is, it never becomes easier. Rivka Imenu becomes sore and sore after every single time she has to dip that bucket into the well. Do you know what it means to water a flock of camels? No, but it's clearly a lot of water. So we think to ourselves, oh, such a tzaddik as, mama, she doesn't even feel the bucket going in, the bucket coming out. She doesn't even feel anything. Oh, she felt it. She felt it. I guarantee you that night she went to bed with a sore back, with sore shoulders, and she wakes up the next morning probably feeling the effects of watering an entire flock of camels. But that's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. When it comes to our ruchnius, Rabosai, it's all about the exertion. There are no miracles when it comes to your ruchnius. There's only effort. There are plenty of miracles when it comes to our gashmius. When it comes to our ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bend our back, draw the water from the well, and work hard. So we see the incredible miracle when Rivka Imenu is drawing the water for herself, but when she becomes a balas ches, and you want to become great in life, don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform miracles for you. Bend your back, draw the water from the well, exert yourself, put in the necessary amount of koach, and Emir Tz Hashem will see the results.